Street, Paul, after approving an increase in water rates in November, set to take effect in 2023, the County of St. Paul has decided to roll back to the previous rates. The change impacts residents living in the hamlets of Lottie Lake, Ashmont, and Malag. On November 22, County Council amended the utilities bylaw to reflect the increase in water rates by the Highway 2863's Regional Commission, increasing its rates from $2.46 to $2.51, a 5 cents increase per cubic meter. According to administration, the Capital Region Northeast Water Services Commission informed the Highway 2863's Water Commission they reduced their customers' water rates by $0.0875, following the commission's meeting last month. Thus, Highway 2863's Water Commission adjusted their rate back to $2.4575, which is the 2022 rate. The balance from the reduction is $0.0375, which the commission will keep on a water rate stabilization reserve, according to county administration. County Council approved bylaw 2023-01 utility bylaw, changing the rate from $2.51 back to the 2022 rate of $2.46 per cubic meter for the hamlets of Lottie Lake, Ashmont, Malag. Salt Plant. Jacob Bialik, Evaporative Operations and Project Portfolio Management Leader with Morton Salt, Inc. spoke to County Council in a closed session delegation about a letter of support for Environment and Protected Areas, EPA. Morton Salt aims to confirm if the salt plant property, located near Lindbergh, can be remediated and reclaimed to industrial land use, according to the meeting agenda. Bialik provided council with the demo and reclamation plan for the salt plant property submitted to the EPA. The plan was presented in a closed session delegation and has not been made public. Once approved by EPA, administration said the plan will be available to the public. County Council tabled the item for more information. Northern and Regional Economic Development Program. County Council also approved STEP Economic Development Alliance's request to submit an application to the Northern and Regional Economic Development Program on behalf of the Town of St. Paul, Town of Elk Point, Summer Village of Horseshoe Bay, and the County of St. Paul. The NRED program gives funding to initiatives led by Alberta municipalities, Indigenous communities, and nonprofit organizations that promote regional economic development and diversification, according to information from the provincial government. The STEP Alliance aims to contract a tourism coordinator to support STEP's economic development officer, Linda Salstrom. According to administration, a successful application will increase STEP's funding to support economic development across the region and increase its capacity and focus on tourism while maintaining existing economic development projects underway.